O day spring, splendor of light everlasting, come and enlighten those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. O come thou day spring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
One of the most beautiful times of the day is dawn. One of the most horrible times of the day is dawn. It's all perspective. It reminds me of a Windex commercial. It opens on a room shared by two teenagers. The room's a mess, as most teenagers' rooms are. The window's so dirty it blocks out the light. Two crows sit outside on the power line. One says to the other, "Teenagers." The other says, "Yeah, up at the crack of noon." Mom comes in and cleans the window. The light harshly takes over the room. The two teenagers get up and rush to get their clothes on so they're not late for school. As they're standing out on the driveway, one crow asks, "When do you think she'll tell them it's Saturday?" A humorous commercial, as it's intended to be, but it points out a sad state of affairs spiritually as well. The parables of Matthew 25, the wise and foolish virgins, the talents, and the sheep and goat judgment. All three parables talk about what happens when you're not ready for the last day. When you're not ready when Jesus, the day spring, comes. Once the light dawns on the last day, there will be no turning back into the night. There will be no second chances. Once dawn comes, there is no going back into the night. The night has passed, the day has come. Light dawning upon the darkened world is one of the great images of Jesus coming. It goes back to the antiphons, but also to the Nicene Creed. We confess Jesus as light of light. St. John begins his gospel, "The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, but his own people did not receive him." Jesus came into our darkened world to shed light. Like the first shafts of dawn's early light, Jesus came to bring hope to all mankind. He came to cheer those who sit in darkness. He came and people didn't want him. Even today, people strive to remain in darkness. We return to the image of teenagers, never wanting to wake up in the morning, wishing to remain in the comfort of the darkness. The only problem is that the day spring has come. He has brought light upon the earth. The light of the gospel illuminates the darkness, but we see it as harsh morning light invading our lives, disrupting the wondrous beauty of the darkness. We get the idea that if we never leave our comfortable bed, we won't get in trouble for anything. We can't be responsible for anything because we didn't do anything. How many of you have tried that line of reasoning on your parents? How many of you soon found out that that was the reason you were in trouble in the first place? Doing nothing doesn't keep us safe from the condemnation of the law. Doing nothing just makes us lazy and complacent. Exactly how God doesn't want us to be. We find ourselves in trouble as the man given the one talent who hid it instead of using it as he should. Or as the goats did in the sheep and goat judgment parable, who refused to show compassion to some people. They kept themselves in the warmth of their beds instead of getting up with the dawn's light. The day spring has come. The light shines upon us. The light calls us to live in the dawn's light. Jesus called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Not the light of any regular dawn. The light of the dawn of Jesus' resurrection. Dawn that morning changed everything. Jesus reclaimed creation for the Creator. Jesus redeemed the souls of the saints. But what does it mean to walk in the light? We walk in the light that shines through everything we do. We live as different people from those around us in the world because we are different. We have been changed by the light of that moment. By the light of that morning, sniveling cowards stood up against the religious establishment. By the light of that morning, doubters became firm in their convictions. By the light of that morning, sinners are sanctified. By the light of that morning, the light of the last day is reflected. By the light of that morning, all who bear Christ's name reflect his glory, love, and light to the world around us. Jesus gave the parables as images of the kingdom of heaven, the image of his reign among his people. The parables show us the way we should portray Christ to the world. We're to be people willing to do whatever is necessary to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ, to reach out to a dying world lying comfortably in their beds of death and bring them the dawn. Not as a harsh light coming through the window, as a bright, warm, cheerful revelation of God's love for mankind. God loves you. God loves your neighbor. Illuminate them by telling them that the day spring has come to cheer them. They sit in darkness now, but he wants to bring them into his marvelous light. Amen.